A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. John is constantly being ironic in his gospel, and it is always with a purpose. In today's reading, when Nathanael is first approached by Philip under the fig tree, Philip invites Nathanael to come and see. Yet as Nathanael approaches Jesus, it is Jesus that sees Nathanael approaching and says to him, "Here is an honest man, a true child of Israel." And after Nathanael responds with surprise again, John has Jesus seeing first, for Jesus says, "I saw you under the fig tree." God sees us before we even see ourselves. As a matter of fact, God is watching and waiting for each and every one of us to approach him. It is especially true in those moments where we are most honest and true with ourselves. That is when we are drawing near. When we acknowledge that our whole life is a gift, that we sometimes misuse that gift, that we desire to love deeply and struggle to do so successfully. In those moments when we see ourselves with honesty, Christ can say to us in our prayer, "Here is an honest disciple. I have been watching and waiting for you for a long time. Welcome home." And if we do receive this grace, I believe we'll receive as well the gift that Jesus promised to Nathanael. We will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. It will come as spiritual insight and clarity, perhaps even a small sense of certainty of just what God is calling us towards in the present moment. I pray today that we may all have the grace to rest in Christ, to be honest with ourselves, and to follow Jesus wherever he may lead us. Amen.